Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio welcoming you to A Moment with Mary Ann. Pain, I see it all around me. Emotional pain, psychological pain, physical pain. And I feel compassion. Why? Because my spirit grieves that much, if not most, of our pain is self-inflicted. It doesn't have to be there, but it is. So I ask why? And the answer comes from my 47 years of walking with Jesus Christ. He has shown me the reason for the pain. Always it is sin, not necessarily personal sin, often generational sin, but always it is sin. At its root, all human suffering stems from sin. When Adam and Eve were created, they were created as perfect, sinless beings who walked and talked daily with their Creator. They lived in a perfect place, free of fear, full of joy and peace. But then they made a decision, a drastic decision, a destructive decision, a damning decision. They chose to rebel against God. They chose disobedience to His command. Their will over His. In other words, they chose pride. They made themselves their own gods. In so doing, they chose death. And humanity has been living in the result of that choice ever since. This is the reason for your pain, for my pain, for the world's pain. But something amazing happened. God did not leave us in our pain. God loved Adam and Eve and all of humanity so much that He sent a Savior to restore us to our original state. He sent Jesus Christ. God said, "If you receive my Son Jesus, you will be restored to your original state. You will once again be free of emotional pain, of psychological pain, of physical pain." Yet, even now, humanity chooses to refuse to believe God. Once again, humanity chooses to go its own way. Once again, humanity chooses to be its own God. So, what right have we to complain? None whatsoever. God has given us a choice: accept Jesus and rule over pain, or refuse Jesus and let pain rule over you. It's a simple choice, but not an easy one. For it is a choice that requires the laying down of one's will and the taking up of God's will. But it is the only choice that will set us free from pain. I have made my choice, have you? I made my choice 47 years ago when I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. From that moment on, pain has had no dominion over me. I have ruled over it in the name of Jesus. His name gives me authority and power to dominate pain, to crush it, to cast it out of my life. And you can do the same. But there's one catch. You must choose to let God be your God. You must choose to submit your will to His. You must choose to renounce pride and recognize that you are nothing without God. Are you willing to make that choice? I hope so, for there is no more important choice you will ever make in your life. Accepting Jesus Christ is the one single choice that alone can transform your life from the inside out. I urge you to make that choice today. Do not wait a moment longer. For you see, if you do not make that choice, you will spend eternity separated from the God who loves you more than anyone can or will ever love you. You will spend eternity in hell, where all pain will never end. And the worst pain will be that you will no longer have hope of its ever ending. Receive Jesus Christ now. Invite Him into your life. Then watch Him heal you of your pain. Watch Him turn the ashes of your life into something beautiful. Thank you for listening to A Moment with Mary Ann, Truths for Living the Good Life. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that Jesus loves you.